Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. Earlier this year, there was this graphic going around that ranked countries by their average penis sizes. It caused a lot of dumb jokes and some actual competitions on social media, and it pretty much confirmed people's beliefs about penis size differences between races. Ecuador was at the top, but most of the countries ranked lower were in sub-Saharan Africa, with East Asian nations at the bottom. Not many people paid attention to it, probably because we see these kinds of stories all the time. It just confirms what a lot of people already believe to be true, with all the stereotypes floating around. Like how people just accept stereotypes without questioning them. Like in porn with the whole big black dick thing, or comedians joking about Asian guys. And when someone does speak up against these stereotypes, some people just call them overly sensitive and politically correct. But these articles drive the few folks who are really into studying penis size crazy. Basically, when you look into these graphics, lists, and short articles, you'll see they're all using crappy data, usually small, biased studies that rely on unreliable self-measurements and reporting. There isn't a ton of good research on how big the average penis is, according to Alicia M. Walker, a sociologist at Missouri State University who's looked into this topic. Based on the little bit of data we do have, most experts will say there might be small variations in penis size based on race, but we can't say for sure. And even if there are differences, they're probably not that important. We do know that these stereotypes can be damaging, leading to men being objectified, desexualized, and feeling anxious about their bodies. So, like, why do people think there are big differences in penis sizes based on race? And why do we still believe it, when there's no real evidence for it in science or real life? It seems like it's just a mix of racism, not talking openly about sex, and the media not doing a good job of reporting on scientific stuff. Modern stereotypes about the size of different races' penises can be traced back to the 15th century, when European explorers in Africa started talking about how big the local men's genitals were. Some people still believe these stories today, but they actually come from an old Greek idea that big penises are wild and uncontrollable, while small ones are civilized and rational. This idea stuck around and spread through Roman philosophy, Christian art, and early science, all because Europe was obsessed with everything Greek. Those explorers were basically just trying to make themselves feel better by putting down other cultures and races. They used the idea of black men being well endowed to justify treating them like animals during slavery and even after that. This thinking also led to lynchings and is still used by racists today. A lot of studies trying to figure out if there are differences in penis size based on race are based on fake science from people who believe in race realism. This stereotype has stuck around for a long time and has made its way into normal conversations over the years. Recently, even some black men have started to believe in it. Herbert Samuels, a sex educator who focuses on black sexual experiences, says that the idea of black men having big dicks is one of the few positive stereotypes about black people. Some people still believe in old racist ideas, but most people see it as a good thing. It's not clear how or why the stereotype changed over time, but some experts think that people have always preferred big dicks, and that idea became more popular as old racist ideas became less accepted. Some black people argue that the stereotype leads to them being seen as overly sexual and not fully human. Back in the day, East Asian men were seen as sexy and dangerous to white women, especially in movies like The Cheat with Sesshu Hayakawa. But then, because of racist laws and stereotypes, they got pushed into doing more feminine jobs like laundry and cooking. And with anti-Japanese propaganda in the mid-20th century, American culture started seeing Asian guys as weak and not a threat anymore. Even though most Asian American guys don't buy into the stereotype, it's still a big deal in our culture. It shows up in jokes on TV shows, and even affects how people view Asian American guys in the dating scene. That's why you don't see many Asian American guys in Western porn, and some guys say it's even impacted their success on dating apps. Psychologist Scott A. McGreal says that stereotypes make European men seem like they're the perfect mix of manly, in control, and well-endowed. He also mentions that it's suspicious how white people were the ones who started and kept spreading these beliefs about penis size. It's all a little too convenient to believe without questioning it. For years, scientists have been trying to figure out the size of dude's junk, and it's not just for fun. These measurements actually help us learn more about how we develop sexually and stay healthy. Plus, they help us make better condoms that fit right and feel good, which makes them work better. And they can also be a big help for guys who struggle with feeling good about their bodies. Walker says that because he's one of the few researchers who has looked into penis size, he often gets asked by random people to check out their junk. He found that many men are too scared to see a doctor or get close to someone because they're worried about their size, and some have even thought about ending it all because they think they're not measuring up. Just so you know, I don't do evaluations like that, she says. But when it comes to studying penis size, it's actually pretty complicated. You can't just ask guys to measure themselves because they might not be accurate. This guy Alfred Kinsey, who was a sex researcher, messed up big time by using unreliable methods and ended up with results that were way off from more reliable studies. Because of his mistakes, a lot of guys think the average penis size is 6 inches, which is not true. This has led to a lot of guys feeling insecure about their size, especially with all those enlargement ads out there. When a researcher is trying to measure a hard-on, how do they deal with all the factors like curve or long foreskin? Do they start from the top or bottom? How deep into the fat pad or below the balls should they go, and how do they make sure they're consistent in poking around in that fat or finding that line? And what about the fact that not every boner is the same size and being in a cold lab definitely doesn't help? They could pump up subjects' dicks with fluids to make sure they're all fully hard, but is that really an accurate representation of real-life peckers? They could stretch out soft dicks, but how do they factor in how the stretching affects the measured length? And how do they handle the fact that only certain people are willing to get naked and let researchers mess around with their junk for a study like this? And to make matters worse, Walker says, there are political and social problems. It took me years to complete my study, which began in 2018 because of all these hurdles. People were really upset because I'm a woman researching penis size. They didn't even care that my research assistant was a guy. Most experts studying penis size will say that we're not really sure what the average size is worldwide, but it's probably around 5.2 to 5.5 inches. It's also tricky to determine if there are differences in size between races, as researcher Justin Lemiller pointed out in a 2018 analysis. Many studies on penis size have mainly focused on European or Middle Eastern groups and didn't really compare different racial groups, and the studies that did have some flaws. We didn't really know how to measure penis sizes accurately or have good studies on average sizes around the world when biased Europeans started spreading myths about racial differences in penis size. The problem with measuring penises and the lack of good data is why most graphics and lists about national or racial differences rely on small, poorly done studies that just use self-reported data. These studies all use different methods, so they're basically comparing apples to oranges and are total nonsense. People are spreading data online without fact-checking, and it's causing more anxiety and racism in society. Some of this bad data comes from content creators who don't know any better. Stein Milrod, a psychologist, has seen journalists mess up study results in her work. Basically, people are treating data like garbage on the internet, and it's having a negative impact on society. But a lot of times, people purposely gather and spread false data to support racist ideas. Walker says that race realists, who believe that there are natural differences in intelligence, personality, behavior, and physical traits between different racial groups, have been influencing penis size research for a long time. In the 80s and 90s, Canadian psychologist J. Philippe Rushton, who was a race realist, published papers in academic journals, claiming that there were biological differences between races. One of his ideas was that black men had big penises and high sex drives, but smaller brains because of their environment, while Asian men had bigger brains and smaller penises, and white men like him were just right in between. The idea that penis size determines sex drive is total nonsense, and Rushton's research was a bunch of garbage. He based his claims on unreliable sources like old stories and sketchy European tales that he passed off as real data. Even though Rushton's work was seriously flawed, some recent studies, like one from 2013, that looked at racial differences in penis size, still try to support his ideas with their own questionable data. Walker says that a lot of studies trying to figure out if there are differences in penis size between races are based on fake science from race realists. Some people who use these studies don't even realize the harmful ideas they're spreading, but others know exactly what they're doing. So, basically, what the limited research from non-racists has found is that there are slight differences in average penis length based on race. Black people tend to be on the longer side, East Asians on the shorter side, and white guys in the middle. But the variations are pretty small, less than half an inch. A recent infographic on penis sizes around the world showed a difference of almost 3 inches for comparison. In a 2015 paper, a group of American researchers said that while there are some differences between racial groups, they're not big enough to justify stereotypes about penis size based on race. Walker is saying that the differences in penis size reported are really small and not worth worrying about. Basically, there's so much variation in size that these averages don't mean much for most people. Genetics play a part, but other things like hormones, nutrition, and health problems can also affect size. Some researchers think changes in our diets might be why we've seen an increase in average size over the years, and that could also explain why studies show differences between East Asian and Asian American men. The history of studying penis size is complicated and research has its limitations, so we can't make any definite claims about race and penis size. But that doesn't mean we should just ignore the issue. Researchers say we need more studies on how penis size varies among different groups of people. This could help us understand how lifestyle, environment, and genetics all play a role in sexual development. It's also a way to challenge stereotypes that have been around for a long time. By looking at solid data on average penis size, people can see that it's more about culture than anatomy. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends, and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.